ELLO, podcast on English language and linguistics for everyone.
Hello, welcome to ELLO, podcasts on English language and linguistics for everyone. My name is Manfred Seiler. I'm from the ELLO team at the University of Göttingen. Today, we'll talk about the steps in the syntactic analysis. Very often, students find it very complicated to get from a sequence of words to a full-fledged syntactic analysis. For this reason, in this podcast, we want to show that the task isn't all that complicated if you divide it in six subsequent steps. Now let's look at a simple example sentence. Pat will write to my history teacher tomorrow. As syntacticians, we apply six analytic steps to this sentence. Step one is the identification of word boundaries. Step two is the classification of the words. Step three is the identification of constituents. Step 4 is the classification of the constituents. Step 5 is the identification of grammatical functions. And finally, in step 6, we draw the syntactic tree structure according to our theory. So let's have a look at step 1, the identification of word boundaries. If we see a sentence in its written form, spaces between words and punctuation signs often give us a good indication of word boundaries. But there are some problems in English. Now look at our example sentence. Pat will write to my history teacher tomorrow. In a spelling, history teacher can be written with a space between history and teacher. From the perspective of syntax, history teacher is one word, so it's one unit for syntax. It's only from the perspective of morphology that the word actually consists of two parts, because it is a compound. But since we are doing syntax, we have to consider it as one unit for syntax. So this means that segmentation or identification of word boundaries gives us the following words in this sentence. Pat will write to my history teacher tomorrow.
ELLO, podcasts on English language and linguistics for everyone.